I was in a pub in Wolverhampton. It was 38 years ago. And that makes me feel like I must be older than I feel. I was with some work colleagues, and one was a Christian and one was not. And our non-Christian friend was antagonistic and angry, actually, accusing Christians of being exclusive. How can you say that Jesus is the only way to God? And as I wondered how to respond, being a little uncomfortable myself with some of the rhetoric of faith communities that I'd been part of, my friend said, "But we don't say that." And there was a little silence. And then she said, "It's Jesus who said it. We don't. He did." And I heaved a sigh of relief that she'd said something so wise. And yes, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." Wow. That's the most selfish thing he's ever said, isn't it? "It's all about me," says Jesus. "And it's only me. I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Simple as." Oh, but that's not simple, is it? So full of complexity and things that we just have to trust him with, I think. It seems like such a selfish thing, and it kind of is. And yet, the next day, he did the most unselfish, beautiful, self-sacrificing, painful, anguish-filled act of humble submission to the worst that could be done to him for our sake, and died for love. So this conversation is happening the day before he died. And so if it sounds selfish, just hold it in tension with what he was about to do. If there had been any other way, he would have taken it, and we would be able to as well. But there is no other way. And it took his death to address the complexities of sin and the depth of it. And so I'm with this holy mystery today, and we all are, and we are wondering. And sometimes when we're wondering, we are best to go back to some of the simplest of things. And I remember a song when I was at Sunday school. That was also quite a long time ago, longer ago than my conversation in the pub, actually. And I remember this song, and it went this way. I'm not going to sing it. I almost did then. "I am the way and the truth and the life, that's what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth and the life, that's what Jesus said. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. I am the way, the truth and the life, that's what Jesus said." Who knows that song? You're not going to own up, are you? Because you know I could make you sing it. Simon does. Well, maybe I'm even older than I thought. Oh, my goodness. But without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. And this is what I'm with today. And there are simple truths around a complexity of mystery. Let's be with each of those things. I am the way. I'm the way, no one else but me, said Jesus. And Jesus does not need us to defend him. We just need to remember that that's what he said. And we don't need to defend God. He is big enough to defend himself. We cannot understand all his ways, and nor does he explain himself completely. He does in some ways, but not completely. So when we wonder, what about people of other faiths? What about people who lived before Jesus was even on this earth? What about people who have never heard of him? What about people who have had things happen to them in their lives that have turned them away from faith and religion and Jesus, and there's no way back from where they've gone to? What about them? And so I'm with all these questions, and there are so many of them, I can find myself weighed down with it until I think, oh, but I trust Jesus. I trust God. He is utterly good, utterly just, utterly hospitable to every person, every creature, everything about this world with all its mess and evil seeming to roam free. He knows and he will bring about justice and peace. And there will come the day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. I feel like I want you to say amen. Not that I'm a Pentecostal, but it just felt it myself. We don't know, but we trust him with his mercy and his grace. This side of life or the other side of it, if he has to meet some people there because they didn't have a chance here, let's trust him, shall we? Because he doesn't lie. Next thing is the truth, the way and the truth. God will never lie, he cannot lie. Not even a white lie, such as the ones we tell sometimes when we think it might be better for somebody or for ourselves. Or for the best, generally. No, he will not. Jesus doesn't lie. So in some way, shape or form, he is the way for all people, all of creation, to be healed, restored one day to perfection. Wow. We don't know how and we don't know when. And do we need to know? No, we don't need to know. What we do need to do is trust. The life that we live in him. That's what he offers, that's what he promises, and that life lived in him is one that is full of joy and peace and love and well-being and possibilities and also challenges. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. It won't be easy. Don't be under any illusion about that. As I was thoughtful about this sermon today, I thought, well, I could tell you what I make of the way, the truth and the life. And I have a bit about the pub in Wolverhampton and my Sunday school days. And actually, I could tell you about our mission adventures in Kenya, in Zimbabwe, and so many things, and our adventure that came, brought us here. This is the way. This is the way Jesus brought me. And but I thought, no, that's boring. They've heard that anyway. So I asked some of you, and this is what you said. Jackie said, believing in and knowing that Jesus is the Son of God, and aspiring to mirror his behaviours in the way I should live my life, and in doing this, to get to experience God's joy, peace, hope, and love. Rose said, our faith in Jesus is our path to God, and I'm truly grateful for that. Naomi said, the hardest part we play happens in our minds and hearts. It is simply to believe. Malcolm said, despite all our failings, God sees through our past, and through Jesus, we have a way back to the light. And Liz says it's about keeping our eyes on Jesus, loving God and our neighbours as ourselves. Sometimes it's easier said than done. And I'm with the stories, each of the stories that have brought about your words, all of you who contributed to my sermon today. because you are living lives of faith, lives that follow the way, lives that endeavour to believe and to seek the truth and to speak it, and who have discovered that life in Jesus is not a bed of roses, but there are many roses, and they do smell very sweet. And there are some thorns, and he felt them too. And it's the deal. This is following him. Stephen, he had his eyes on Jesus as he died. Look at that first verse of that first reading that we had today. I just find it so beautiful. He looked into heaven and he saw Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And as the stones fell on him, he saw Jesus and his eyes never drifted away from who he was watching so carefully and following so closely and keeping with, though it took him where it did that day. I love that. And so I'm with Stephen. But I'm also with the last of the people who contributed to the sermon today. Because I like where we're going to end with this, because it's so simple and it doesn't deny complexity, but it keeps with a simple truth. So this is Emma. Emma said, "Life is very noisy and cluttered with so many viewpoints and opinions that we can feel overwhelmed. I think when Jesus said this, the way, the truth, and the life, it was almost to switch off the noise, give us a chance to breathe, feel some peace. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Switch off the noise, just breathe, and have faith that you're on the right path with him." Walk the way, trust the truth, live the life. I wonder where he will take us in the week ahead. What opportunities to enable others to discover his truth as well, and his life, and his love, and for us to experience the presence of the Holy One within us, around us, and calling us onwards into the great unknown that is full of him. Father God, we are your people. Whatever we've taken from the word today, we pray that you'll plant it deep in our hearts and grow roses there. And that you'll show us how to live. Amen.